Well, we start in Coolock in Dublin, and plans to accommodate asylum seekers at the former paint factory there have been scrapped this afternoon. There were violent scenes at the site last summer after government said it was considering building an iPass centre there. And joining us now with this breaking story is RTE Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari. Samantha, what happened today?
Well, Cian, as you mentioned, the Crown Paint site in Coolock in North Dublin was the scene of violent and very prolonged protests last summer after the government said it was considering locating asylum seekers at the site. And today, in a letter to local representatives sent by the community engagement team of the Department of Justice, they said the government is no longer considering an iPass centre at this site. Now, one of the reasons they cited was delays with the planning and development of the site, but they said a number of other factors had also been considered. That included value for money for the state, the works needed to meet the standards required to house people at this site. That was something that had been raised by protesters, this being a former paint factory, and also the locality and the location of the site. They also said that from the point of view of the residents of any future iPass centre, they looked at things like access to services, residents' welfare, and the health and well-being of the people who might live there. Now, rumours that this decision was coming down the tracks had been circulating among protest groups in recent weeks, but it's only been confirmed today by that letter from the Department of Justice, who actually just took responsibility in the past month for this area from the Department of Children and Equality before that.
What's been the reaction then?
Well, so far we've heard from a couple of TDs and councillors who are in the area. Sinn Féin TD Denise Mitchell said she welcomed clarity in relation to the issue, which she said had gone on too long and she said had divided the community here in Coolock. Independent councillor John Lyne said he wasn't surprised by the government decision. He said he believed the government had messed up by refusing to engage with the community here, and he asked if they'd be apologising to the community in Coolock for what he described as the damage, division and hurt caused by this decision. And finally, Social Democrats councillor Jesslyn Henry said that she was happy that a decision had been made. She said it's been a tough time for the people of Coolock, that there'd been a lot of anxiety, and she now called on the government to consider the future use of this site, saying that she hoped it could be used for the community for good in the future.
Samantha, thank you.